Last week we began discussing the halacha by Kiddush Makom Suda. So we mentioned that when we say Kiddush Makom Suda, it means that the Kiddush should be in the place where the Suda is. In other words, that the Suda is beginning with Kiddush, starting off with Kiddush. And not to change places, not to have Kiddush in one place and go to another place. Where there's a discussion, the pricing, what's considered Shinei Makom, what's called the change of a place. Does it mean going from one room to another room, apartment to apartment, from in the house to out of the house? And in all these situations, there's a question. There's those that are makbid to dafka wash for the Suda in the same room they make Kiddush so that they don't change rooms. The others, which the general minig is to be mekel, we go from the dining room to the kitchen to the dining room. But to leave the house, we try not to between hamaitzi and kiddush, between kiddush and hamaitzi. Sometimes it's needed. The mashal, if your sukkah is outside, so then it's a shayla. It's maybe better to arrange some kind of way of washing by the sukkah, so you don't have to go inside between kiddush and hamaitzi. Some will wash before kiddush, even though during the year when most people are needing to wash after Kiddush, some will leave someone behind in the sukkah as everyone goes in to wash. And then when they come back, he'll go wash. Again, there are different eitzes given in order to fulfill this din of Kiddush Makom Suda. A second point of Kiddush Makom Suda is that it should be at the time of the Suda, not to make a break between Kiddush and the Suda. There should be the Lashon Shulchan Aruch is miyad, immediately afterwards. And the Aruch Shulchan explains miyad doesn't mean the second afterwards, but it means don't waste time. He gives an example. He says if you're going to have a lot of guests, it takes time for everyone to wash. So time is going to go by between Kiddush and Hamaitzi. But he says as long as you're not sitting and wasting time, that's called Kiddush Makom Suda. A third din that comes out of Kiddush Makom Suda is that it has to be Memakom Suda, but what's called Suda. So this is a big machlekes, what's called Suda. Is it dafke eating bread? Or even if we eat mezainis, or it includes mezainis also. And when Kiddush is deraisa, for example, Friday night, Kiddush is deraisa, so we're going to be makbet to make Kiddush with a Suda of Hamaitzi. We're not going to take the chance of making it on mezainis. That's why you don't find people making Kiddush a mezainis Friday night. Usually you go home, you make Kiddush, you have the Suda right away. As opposed to Shabbos morning where Kiddush is the Rabbanan, or Yontif, when Yontif comes out during the weekday, so the Kiddush Yontif by night is also the Rabbanan. So then we're more mekel, and we'll be samech on those shittas that Suda for Kiddush is mezainis. And therefore one has to eat mezainis at the time of Kiddush. If one does not have mezainis, so then there's a shita that holds that if you drink a revius of wine or grape juice, some moldavka wine, if you drink a revius of wine or grape juice, that's also considered suda. The Mishmaru says that if you're the mekadesh, so then you have to drink two revius. One revius for the kiddush and one for a suda. But the other people listening, it's enough that they drink a revius. And then you have people that have to be gluten-free. They can't have any gluten at all. So for them, Suda will be vegetables, a salad for them. That's their Suda. That's their Suda. That's their Kiddush Makom Suda. So there's different dinim in what's considered Suda. Now, for Suda Shabbos, there's another halacha that you're supposed to eat three Sudas over Shabbos. And according to some sheets, may even be the rice that eat Suda Shabbos. For that, you have to eat bread. By Shalshudas, there's a kula. If you're not hungry, it's hard for you to eat bread. By Shalshudas, you can eat mezainis or fruit to eat something. But l'chatchila, even Shalshudas, one's supposed to wash on bread. And the shear for the Sudas of Shabbos is a kibetza, which is like a double kazayis. It's like if you take two of the small matchboxes that they have here, and one is a kazayis, two is a kibetza. It's not that much. It's about a slice of bread. A kibetza is about 3/4 of a slice or a slice, depends how big the bread is. And with that, you have to suda Shabbos. But these are the dinim that come out of the din of Kiddush Makom Suda Shabbos. Yeah.